Another issue that you hear in other tumors, again, lung and melanoma particularly, is tumor mutation burden and benefit from this combination, and of course, PD-L1 level. What do we know about that with MSI-high colorectal cancer?
We don't expect that this will be good parameters, good predictive markers in colorectal cancer. The mutation load is relatively low in colorectal cancer. So looking at total mutational burden, the TMB, in colorectal cancer is probably not going to help us so far. Because if you look at the mutational load, the mutational burden in different cancers, colorectal cancer is relatively low. I do expect that if we're going, for instance, metastatic advanced gastric cancer, their total mutational burden on top of some other markers, EBV and PDL, may help us to distinguish which patients do benefit. But in colorectal cancer, we don't have data that it's useful, and PDL staining doesn't seem to be useful neither in colorectal cancer.
I thought that the MSI-high tumors were high mutational load.
They have indeed a bit higher mutational load than the MSS tumors, that's correct. But the question was, can TMB, total mutational burden, help us on top of MSI, or in the MSS patients, help us to take out some of the MSS patients with a relatively high mutational burden? No. So if you look in MSI status and MSS-MSI status, that's the best predictive marker in colorectal cancer. TMB will not help us on top of MSI status.
What is your vision, you know, sort of biologically about why it is as MSI-high tumors do respond, you know, so well to checkpoint inhibitors?
Well, the mutational burden, the inflammation, if you look in the biopsies of Lynch syndrome, you see a lot of inflammation also. Some pathologists sometimes, before having results available of the MSI status, can give the suggestion, this is a quite inflamed tumor. There are a lot of lymphocytes in the tumor. And then even say, yeah, is this not a Lynch syndrome? So there is clearly more inflammation in these tumors ongoing. And that's why these tumors are a bit more hot, better candidates for immuno-oncology agents, for checkpoint inhibitors. And that was the whole rationale to try to make MSS tumors also more hot, more inflamed, with, according to some preclinical data, with MEK inhibition in combination with a checkpoint inhibitor. There were some preclinical data that the tumors, some tumors at least, may become a bit more inflamed in this setting. The clinical trial, however, of MEK inhibitor cobimetinib plus atezolizumab in this MSS tumors did not lead to any benefit compared to regorafenib or compared to checkpoint inhibitor alone. So let's say that these preclinical data did not translate in a phase 3 data in a new treatment option for patients.
Any other strategies, you know, to try to see whether or not, you know, checkpoint inhibitors could be used in MS stable disease, you know, in other cancers, there's all kinds of combinations. They're combining almost every novel agent you can think of. Anything that's being done with MS-stable colorectal cancer that you're excited about?
Well, we have seen one study right now with the MEK inhibitor as the cobimetinib plus atezolizumab. There are still some other studies ongoing. It's not because one study didn't make it. With some other MEK inhibitors, there are some other studies ongoing in this situation, ongoing and or planned. So that may be interesting to look at. There are some studies also ongoing with, for instance, a checkpoint inhibitor, PD antibody plus a CTLA4 antibody plus a MEK inhibitor. That's an ongoing project. And then we will have to look into what is ongoing also in other tumors.